Time now for the University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Every Saturday morning, University Showcase shines the spotlight on the athletic programs, coaches, players, administrators, and fans at Tennessee State University, Trevecca University, and the Ohio Valley Conference. It's the University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Here's your host, the voice of TSU Athletics, Greg Pogue.
Good Saturday morning. How are you doing? I hope you're well. I hope you survived the blizzard of 2018 and enjoying the meltdown of 2018. University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel right here. Bongo Java got Crazy Charlie as always on site. Ty Richardson producing back in the studios, highlighting the athletic programs at Tennessee State University, Trevecca University, and throughout the Ohio Valley Conference. Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, Charlie Mack Alexander, and good Lord, where do you want to start with him? I mean, the nine-time sportscaster of the year in four different states. So we'll talk with Charlie, and he's also got the Charlie Mack Band, and I don't mean to diminish this at all because this is very serious. They're playing at Douglas Corner tonight. So we'll talk with Charlie Mack, just a local sports media legend, if you will. But we always get you started each segment. This segment is TSU Athletics Director Teresa Phillips, TSUTigers.com, men's basketball 8-10, 3-4 in league play for Coach Dana Ford. Last Saturday, lost at SIUE, and then this Thursday got a big 70-56 win over Austin Peay. Tonight, 7:30, Murray State. Thursday, hosting SIUE at 7:30, and then next Saturday, hosting Eastern Illinois. All those at 7:30. Women's basketball, 3-13, 1-6 in OVC play. First-year coach Jessica Kern last Saturday lost 74-63 at SIUE, and Thursday, 75-59 at home to Austin Peay. Today, 5:30 with the Murray State, part of that doubleheader. On Thursday, it's one of the Metro Educational Days where they bring in the students. 11 o'clock in the morning, hosting SIUE, and next Saturday at Eastern Illinois, well, at home against Eastern Illinois, 5:30. Men's and women's track and field teams of Coach Chandra Cheeseborough Geis. Last weekend, the Flying Tigers men's team were at the Blazer Invitational, and OVC Field and Athlete of the Week, Rolanzen Brumfeld, was TSU's top finisher on the day with second in the triple jump. And then OVC Track Athlete of the Week, James Faison, teamed with Osayo Lodge, Marcus Abdul, and Thomas Mosley for the best indoor time this season. Women's track and field competed at the Vulcan Invitational in Birmingham. And in the weight throw, Gordon, season best 18.20 meters. That translates out to be almost 60 feet in that. Both teams will be at the Thundering Herd Invitational at Marshall University this coming Friday and Saturday morning. Well, our TSU segment this morning, no stranger, Rod Reed, TSU football coach. Good morning, Rod.
Hey, good morning, Greg.
How are you, man? Is this a dead time for you?
No, never dead. You know, we're actually hosting about 8 or 10 recruits today here on campus, so I'm sitting over at the Mansion House about to have breakfast with them and their families.
Well, and you talk about that, of course. There's two signing periods now. Let's talk about that. The impact of that early signing period around the 21st of December, and now you're into the normal routine of having, you know, the visits on January, all leading all up to the National Signing Day, the first Wednesday of February. How much has that changed how you go about your business?
It really doesn't change a whole lot. I think you've got to do a better job, you know, in the spring recruiting for us, you know, during the month of May. When we get out in April and May, we got to do a better job identifying student athletes then because of that early signing period, you know, because of resources, you know, we don't get out as much, you know, during the fall. And you know, that's not a knock on anything, but it really is going to help us, get better in our spring recruiting. And I think we've done a heck of a job over the last 3 years with our spring recruiting, identifying talent in the spring, and it minimizes what we have to do when we go out in November and December looking at talent in this time of year. So we're going to do an excellent job with that. I think it helped us. I think we were able to address some really, really specific needs in the early signing period, and I'm excited about the kids that we got during that period.
Well, also some news made lately. Obviously, the press release came out yesterday for transfers. And the one thing about the relationship to FBS to FCS is because the, quote, drop downs, and that's a, you know, whatever you want to think about that. But you got four new kids coming on town and onto the roster, and certainly a lot of conversations going to be talking about McKee Brown, of course, played in Mekhi Brown, right, who you guys have been recruited even before he went to Alabama, and we know what happened in the national championship game, but then again, he got Nick Saban thought enough of him to put him back out on the field and discipline him later, but to have Mekhi Brown come in, that caliber of player, that's pretty strong.
Yeah, he's a strong player, and, you know, it was unfortunate what happened. I think University has released a statement about that, so we won't comment a whole lot about that. You know, what's important to us here at Tennessee State University is moving forward and, you know, trying to help this young man get back on track academically and athletically. He's going to be an asset to our program. You know, he's got to come in and do some things that we want him to do, and, you know, he's willing to do that. So, you know, if those things are done, I feel really good about him and, you know, Christian Abercrombie, you know, and Demery Croft and those other kids are coming in.
Well, and the thing about it is, too, where everybody in life is about second chances, and the kid made a mistake, but he's not a knucklehead. That was just a heat of the moment thing. I think everyone agrees with that. So, and for everything you say, I mean, even, you know, sure, he's a four-star prospect and he can play and this and that and whatever, but the fact that it is, I would agree probably through your research, you found out, hey, the kid made a mistake, let's move on.
Well, and you know, this was something that was in the works. Mekhi, you know, had shown strong interest in TSU way prior to that incident, and you know, it was unfortunate, and you know, we're gonna move on.
Well, and again, not putting words in your mouth, but he had already applied for enrollment, so he was already looking for TSU for that. Denny Croft, this is an interesting transfer. University of Minnesota, the quarterback, big, strong, 6'5", redshirt sophomore. He played in Minnesota's 9 games this year, starting the final 6. And I know you're, you know, what you got out of Michael Hughes coming in and everything, and then maybe moving Treyon Harris to a different position, but you've raised the ante at the quarterback position.
Yeah, actually, you know, Kalen Whitlow and Demery Croft. Kalen Whitlow is a junior college kid that came in also, but Demery, it was an interesting find. You know, when the incident at Minnesota, you know, when he decided to leave Minnesota, it was a surprise to me because he started the last 7 games, and it was an unfortunate deal that happened early in the year. He was falsely accused of something, and it was just a miscommunication or whatever, and they got that straightened out. So he began to be the starting quarterback. And, you know, I spoke to a couple of people at the convention, and he probably would have been the starting quarterback for the next couple of years, but, you know, he just felt a little uncomfortable there. And, you know, we were able to get him up on a visit here. And, I mean, he fell in love with the place, right? And he didn't take any other visits. And I was like, wow. So to be able to get a kid back out who has the kind of, you know, arm strength and you know, his running ability at 6'5", you know, 210 pounds, you know, you got to like a kid like that. And it's just going to bring, you know, Michael Hughes will be coming back as a starter. You know, it's going to create a lot of competition at that position right there.
TSU football coach Rod Reed, University Showcase, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. We are at Bongo Java, and you talk about the transfers, and everyone takes advantage of it. Even at in the other levels of like basketball, you have the one and dones. You're also now getting the one and dones on the top end, where players will transfer out and play 1 year as grads, you know, and so it's the whole dynamic has changed, and there's this rule that's pending that says there's going to be a one-time transfer rule for everybody. And that, boy, if I'm a coach, that scares the heck out of me.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It really does. I think that, you know, I'm not on the rules committee, but I think, you know, we're making it a little bit too flexible at times. I thought the one where you had to have 2 years of playing eligibility left in order to transfer was good. And then, you know, rewarding a kid for graduating and have eligibility left for one to go, you know, where he wants to go, I think that's a good rule also. The kid is somewhere and he's not playing and he's graduated and want to move on and try to better himself on the field somewhere else, I think that's a good rule. But I think, you know, we get a little too flexible sometimes. But, you know, I'm not, you know, at the powers that be, you know, I can only say what my little opinion is. But it'll create a huge shakeup, I can tell you that.
Well, and let me give you an example. Lane Clark, after his junior year, was maybe the best kicker in the country of all levels. Okay,
right.
You know, all of a sudden, he can go anywhere in the country to play. That's boy. If I'm a coach, I mean, you know, I heard something earlier in the week. Looks like Nick Saban has 120 feeder systems, right? You know,
exactly. 'Cause
you get good,
in,
you know, exactly. Yeah.
Without
so. four Tennessee State football players, postseason honors, Lane Clark, Chris Collins, Ebenezer, Ebo Ogundeko, Vincent Sellers. They're going to be playing and showing their wares there at the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl. Also, a couple other senior showcases. But again, just showing you the caliber of athlete that's coming through TSU, that they're getting these looks for the next level.
Absolutely, and if we could ever keep them all healthy at one time, we'd be a heck of a football team. But, you know, Lane be hurt, he will be hurt, but Bonds, you know, those guys. But we got a couple guys, you know, NFL scouts definitely. I have taken notice to three or four of our seniors. I think we'll have three or four guys in camp this year. A couple of them possibly drafted. You know, Ebo has a good opportunity to raise his stock today in that NFLPA game that they're playing out in California. I spoke with him on yesterday. He's really excited. You know, he's done a good job in practice this week. So I'll be interested to see how he plays today.
Well, and it's a good opportunity for them. And it's also, hey, you go to a recruit and say, look, you can get to, you know, because everybody wants to play at the next level. And any college kid to tell you they don't, they're crazy, okay? And, you know, they're not telling the truth. But you can go in and say, look, here's what we've got. And certainly with when you get to the level of like a Senior Bowl or whatever, and just a different things, but you can show that, say, hey, look, you can get where you want to go by coming through TSU.
And that's been the constant for the last, you know, 6, 7, 8 years. We've had guys have an opportunity to get opportunities at the next level. And, you know, that's important, you know, when you're talking about recruiting, you know, academics and football, you know, those are the two things that you're stressing when you're sitting down in the home. And you want all these kids to get a college degree and graduate and matriculate through the system. But you also want to have, everybody has that dream of playing at the next level. And we know that that's only 1%. But I think that, you know, we've been doing a really good job of getting our 1% at the next level over the last 8 years.
TSU football coach Rod Reed with us, University Showcase, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel right here at Bongo Java. All right, what's going on right now? Where are you? Because I know you've got the weekend visits leading up to the National Signing Day, the original one, the fat first Wednesday in February, and then off to spring camp and all of that stuff. So it never stops, does it?
Right. Yeah, right now I'm sitting in the lobby of the Maxwell House Hotel. We're about to go have breakfast with the recruits and their parents. And then we're going to get on the shuttle and go over to campus and give the kids a campus tour, let them speak with some professors in their specific areas and, safety and security, our police department. You know, we have a whole program in line for them this morning, and then we'll break for lunch and we'll go down and see Nissan Stadium, and then they'll come back and have a little rest time, and then we'll go to basketball game tonight. And then they'll be free to hang out with their host for a little bit.
Let me ask you this. How much is the selling point? You mentioned it, Nissan Stadium. I know you play about half your games each year, certainly the John Merritt Classic and the homecoming games are at Nissan Stadium because, quite frankly, Hale Stadium won't, you know, they're bigger than that. But
Right. It's huge, man, you know, to be able to go down and, those kids are going to go down today. They're going to see, you know, three or four different uniforms down there. They're going to get to hang out in the locker room. They're going to get to see the field and walk the press box area and you know, put our equipment on and take some pictures and whatnot. It's exciting to be in that venue and be in that arena, and a kid knowing that he has an opportunity several times a year to play in an NFL stadium, not just here, you know, at Tennessee State, but, you know, we'll go play in the Liberty Bowl last year. You know, we played in Raymond James Stadium. So we offer great opportunities, kids opportunities here to just be national when it comes to recruiting and play in great venues. And Nissan Stadium is one of them.
Rod, good talking to you this morning. We'll have you on halftime tonight at the men's game on 102.1 FM. So, you know, I need some fresh stuff tonight, okay?
Well, you're going to have to talk to my agent. He'll get back with you on whether or not.
What's your agent? I know who your agent is, Mrs. Rod Reed. I know no better than that.
There you go. I'll see you guys.
All right, thanks, Rod. TSU football coach Rod Reed, again, those four TSU transfers that are coming in to make an immediate impact, pretty impressive. Hey, University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. When we come back, Trevecca is on the clock right here, Nashville Sports Radio.
I'm Dan Piotrowski, general manager of the Omni Nashville Hotel. I want to personally invite you to experience the local flavor of Music City at our award-winning property. From our one-of-a-kind culinary outlets to the ultimate luxury of our full-service Mokara Spa, Omni Nashville offers something for everyone. Whether it's the biscuit bar in our Southern-inspired Kitchen Notes restaurant, or our upscale honky-tonk bar lines, or if you prefer a romantic dinner with that someone special, visit Bob's Steak and Chop House. Come on down and see us at 250 Fifth Avenue South, located in the heart of the SoBro District.
Calling all basketball fans. Don't miss the chance to follow your team to Evansville, Indiana for this year's OVC Men's and Women's Basketball Championships. Come on out to the Ford Center February 28th to March 3rd to see our league's first tournament in Evansville. Visit ovcsports.com to get your tickets. That's ovcsports.com. OVC Basketball Championships are presented by visitmyrtlebeach.com.
My name's Liv and I'm 8 years old.
My name's James and I am 10 years old. I am proud of my dad because he is going to school to make us have a better life.
I think it takes a lot of courage for him to do that. He only goes to school one night a week, which means we still get to spend a lot of time with him.
Thanks, Trevecca, for making sure my dad still has time for me.
Thanks, Dad, for making us really proud.
For more information on Trevecca's evening, weekend, or online classes, call 844-TNU-GRAD or visit trevecca.edu to learn more.
Enjoy an evening of great food, fun, and basketball all at Courtside as the TSU Tigers and Lady Tigers take on OVC rival Eastern Kentucky in the last home games of the regular season. It's the 19th annual Courtside Dining Basketball event on Saturday, February 17th at Gentry Center. The doubleheader tips off at 5:30 and fans can bid on exclusive items at the silent auction and have a wonderful meal while catching the games in this wonderful tradition. For tickets and information, visit TSUTigers.com or call 615-963-5841. Go Big Blue!
Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, located at 2640 Nolensville Pike, serves fine coffee and tea, locally brewed beer from Black Abbey Brewing Company, as well as fresh prepared food. Large groups are welcome for meetings or parties. They accommodate groups of 2 to 40. Call ahead to reserve your space. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, or visit the web at flatrockcoffee.com. That's Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, where neighbors come together. 2640 Nolensville Pike. Visit flatrockcoffee.com.
Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM has been your home for sports for 20 years. From typewriters to Twitter, fax machines to Facebook, we have you covered 24/7 and on the go. Finding us online is as easy as at Nash Sports Radio. Twitter, at Nash Sports Radio. SoundCloud, at Nash Sports Radio. Facebook, at Nash Sports Radio. Or search your app store for WNSR. 20 years of sports. Anytime, anywhere. From Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
University Showcase. Mornings presented by Omni Nashville Hotel here at Bongo Java every Saturday morning. Coming up next hour, one-on-one with Greg Pogue. Charlie Mack Alexander, just a local sports icon. Always want to thank the folks here at Bongo Java. David from Orlando, Florida. Katie from McHenry, Illinois. Megan from Cincinnati. And Cullen from nearby Hendersonville, Tennessee. They take great care of us down here. Crazy Charlie producing on site. Ty Richardson back in the studios. Just, you know, thanks to those folks that work here at Bongo Java. They take really good care of us. University Showcase highlighting the athletic programs. TSU, OVC, Trevecca on the clock. Athletics Director Mark Elliott, TNUTrojans.com. Men's basketball, we always keep you up to date with what's going on with the sports in season. Men's basketball, Sam Harris, 3-15 overall, 1-8 in GMAC. Last Monday, fell 74-70 to GMAC rival Kentucky Wesleyan. And then Thursday, lost 74-66 to Alderson Broadus. Today, 4 o'clock, doubleheader over Trojan Fieldhouse, Davis and Elkins College. Then back on the road Thursday at the University of Findlay, 5 o'clock next Saturday at Hillsdale College, 2 o'clock. Women's basketball, second-year coach Chad Hibden, 6-12 overall, 4-8 in the GMAC. Monday, lost 74-60 to Kentucky Wesleyan, but came back with a big win over Alderson Broadus. Thursday, 74-59. They've got the same schedule, different times, Davis and Elkins College. Today, 2 o'clock, the lead into that doubleheader at Trojan Fieldhouse. Thursday at University of Findlay, 7 o'clock. Next Saturday at Hillsdale College at noon. Men's track and field and the women's track and field teams, they've been off since the Vanderbilt Invitational, January 12th, 13th. But this coming Saturday up in New York City at the famed Armory Track, taking part in the Dr. Sanders Invitational. Well, joining us now for our Trevecca visit is second-year coach, Trevecca women's basketball coach, Chad Hibden. Chad, good morning to you, man.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Doing good, doing good. Just battling the weather. I don't know that we're going to be used to it being nice again. So just battling all that, the cold that comes with it and everything. Let me ask you this. How are you doing? I know coming off a big win Thursday night.
Well, you know, that was a big one that we needed to get. We competed really well against Kentucky Wesleyan, and we were playing without two starters, and I thought our girls competed hard. Kentucky Wesleyan made a few more plays down the stretch than we did, and they pulled away there late. And, you know, we were happy with some progress we made, and especially with some girls that needed to step up and were getting more minutes than they had been earlier in the season. So that's built some confidence in them and really helped us on Thursday, going to that game and play well enough, got off to a great start, and then found a way to just make enough plays and do the things necessary to come away with that win and keep a little momentum rolling. We've hit a pretty good stride here of late, doing some things better, more consistently, and I think that's been the key for our team all year, is just being consistent with all that we do and. You know, we're excited about today's game, and getting those two starters back will help us have more ammunition to play a really good and really talented Davis and Elkins team.
Well, at 10 years at Blackman, and you had so much success there, certainly, and then you make the decision to go to the collegiate level to Truett McConnell, and then you were there for a couple years. Now coming here, you're in your second year here. You know, and there's a reason why. There's a lot of times there's two reasons there's coaching changes. One, the coach has gotten so good, the program's gotten so good, he moves up, or there's a change. And with you, here in your second year, how are you handling it? Because you're used to having so much success, yet you are in the process of building.
Well, it takes me back to my roots of getting started at Blackman. A lot of highs and lows. You know, just some ebbs and flows of building a culture. I think that's the big thing with us, is our program and our players and our coaches and our staff and everybody involved about the competitive consistency that you have in everything that you do, whether it's in the classroom or off the court or getting in the gym on your own and shooting and just establishing those standards and understanding them. First of all, obviously, you got to establish them. Then you got to have people in your program understanding the standards, and then you got to consistently compete at those standards. And And that's been the, you know, kind of the roller coaster that we've been on these first 2 years. But we're enjoying that process. And like I said, it just, you know, it takes me back. I've been in this situation before. And, you know, yes, when you get kind of used to and spoiled a little bit with a lot of wins and a lot of great players, you know, sometimes you just got to slow down a little bit. You don't lower your standards. You don't change your standards. But you can kind of slow down the process and look for those small successes along the way. And we've had several of those this year. And our league is extremely tough. We added to 5 new teams and better than expected, honestly. And that's been a little bit because we expected to be really good this year. And we are. And we compete with all those teams that are really good in the top half. And we've done well against those, falling a little bit short. And I think that's the difference. You know, of our team and our program understanding what it takes mentally and physically and emotionally to get prepared, to be ready, and then to go out and compete and go out and produce at a consistent high level day in and day out. And as we're learning that, then that's where we're seeing some of that that growth in what we're doing. But we're enjoying it. We're enjoying the process. You know, we just look at our players every day and ask them, you know, to compete. And that's what they're doing. Some of them are doing a great job, and most of them are doing a good job. Some of them are trying to figure that out. It's something new for them, and that's okay. That's part of where we are and what we're doing.
Trevecca women's basketball coach Chad Hibben here, University Showcase, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel down at Bongo Java. And, you know, coming off that win over Aldous and Broadus and everything, and you just look at it, the way you win games, obviously, defense, and everything. And, you know, you had 13 steals to the 11 turnovers. But when you look at a box score, what are you looking for first? Field goal defense, defensive scoring, your shooting? What do you look for first?
Yeah, I look at our field goal percentage that we give up, our defensive field goal percentage, and then I look at the free throw battle. When we've won basketball games and played really well, we've done a good job of getting to the free throw line and make them. And then when we don't, we're not attacking. We're not throwing the ball inside. We're not getting the ball to the paint. So those are the two things I want to assess. How are we doing defensively? You know, and then that third is how many offensive rebounds are we giving up? Because, you know, we're struggling a little bit to find our offensive identity. We've changed some things throughout the season to do a better job offensively. But we know that we can defend. We know that we can rebound. And for us to be effective offensively, we're a good free throw shooting team. You know, for the most part, there's been some games where we haven't shot it well, but consistently we've got good free throw shooters. And so that's a key for us, you know, offensively, when we are struggling a little bit to shoot the ball because we haven't shot it well, you know, throughout the season from the field or from the three-point line. So, you know, we got to find a way to get some easy baskets, and no better way than to get to the free throw line and get some there.
Yeah, I was just looking at the names of your top producers in the last game. Brianna Bryant, she had 19. She's a sophomore out of Athens, Tennessee. Mackenzie Kilborn, you know, just another young player. I mean, you got you're building with youth, right? With Casey Wallace, she's a junior. I know an upperclassman, but still, and Bree Linton. So as you're building it, you've got a nice upper class base as you're bringing these young kids in.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're building on youth and then new players to our program, and that was one of the things that that I've had to learn in my college stint so far, is that you know, you cannot value the unity or togetherness that you have over 2 or 3 years. And the teams in our league right now that are really good, they've been together for 2 or 3 years, and they're playing mostly juniors and seniors. And you know, that's something that we've got to build into. You know, we felt really good about the talent we have, but there's something to say about, you know, just going through these battles, you know, for a complete year and learning one another. And our team has done a really good job of becoming unified and close off the court and just building relationships and friendships and things like that. And we're just now getting in a little bit of a rhythm of knowing each other on the court. And that was one of the things that we probably tried to fast forward a little bit, or thought we could, you know, get there a little quicker, and it's taken us a little more time, and that's why, you know, that we're kind of, you know, fighting and battling, you know, to make the conference tournament this year right now. And we've got several games left, 10 or 12, I think. And so there's a lot of basketball to be played. But, you know, we may be a few games behind where we wanted to be at this point. But it's because of that. It's because of, you know, the teams in our league, you know, that are really good, and there's a lot of them. They are. They're relying heavily on juniors and seniors. And like I said, kids that have been together for a couple of years. And, you know, we've got first-year juniors, and we have, you know, a couple freshmen playing some key minutes for us, and, you know, several sophomores. And so that's kind of where our team is rallying around right now is just, you know, that inexperience as a group more so than inexperience as a player.
Chad Hibben, he's the Trevecca women's basketball coach at his Omni Nashville Hotel. One-on-one with Greg Polk here at Bongo Java. The thing about it is there seems to be some forward momentum. You've won three of your last four, so it just seems like the team's starting to click.
It is, and I think it's an understanding of what we talked about initially is how much you have to be prepared mentally and physically, and how much you have to compete, and you know, the intensity that you have to play with, and you know, those are just things that we address each and every day, and you know, we praise it when they show the signs of the expectations and meeting the expectations, and you know, then we let them know that you know, sometimes that we're not doing those things, and that's kind of that little bit of a roller coaster that we've been on. We've played a really tough non-conference schedule and, you know, competed well, won a couple games and things like that. And then we hit a little bit of a lull and, you know, there's a correlation there. And as our team has figured that out, I think we're becoming more consistent with that. And at the right time, you know, we have to kind of get on a roll right now to build momentum towards this last third of the conference schedule and hopefully do enough and give ourselves a chance to get in that conference tournament. And then obviously once you get there, you never know. I really believe there's, you know, we have 13 teams in our league, and you know, 10 or 12 of them can win every night, and you know, it just really makes it fun, but it makes it tough too. You know, it makes it tough on everybody, every team in the league. You know, two of our wins are, I think, against, you know, two of the top five teams, and you know, then we won a couple late as well. So we're excited. We're excited about where we're going and how things are improving, and we'll find out today, because the team we play will be a tough matchup for us, and we'll have to play with high energy and do a good job on both ends, and it'll be fun to get an assessment of really where we are moving forward.
Well, that would be today, 2 o'clock, the first of the doubleheader over at Trojan Fieldhouse, Davis and Elkins College in town. Chad Hibben has been our our guest this morning on University Showcase. Hey, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Greg. Have a good day.
All right, thank you. Well, I'm about ready to lose my voice, Charlie. Can you tell? Don't look at me. University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Murray State Athletic Director coming up right after the break. Nashville Sports Radio.
Discover a new level of relaxation at Mokara. It's your chance to revive, rejuvenate, and restore amidst the welcoming tranquility of our award-winning destination spa. We invite you to sample our extensive spa offerings, including massage therapy, facials, body treatments, salon services, and so much more. Experience refined relaxation at Mokara Spa, located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. For an appointment, simply call 615-761-3600.
Enjoy an evening of great food, fun, and basketball all at courtside as the TSU Tigers and Lady Tigers take on OVC rival Eastern Kentucky in the last home games of the regular season. It's the 19th annual courtside dining basketball event on Saturday, February 17th at Gentry Center. The doubleheader tips off at 5:30, and fans can bid on exclusive items at the silent auction and have a wonderful meal while catching the games in this wonderful tradition. For tickets and information, visit TSUTigers.com or call 615-963-5841. Go Big Blue.
At Trevecca University, we believe that 2018 is your year. As you assess your personal goals, why not invest in your future with higher education? Make your dreams for 2018 a reality with our flexible degree programs offered face-to-face or entirely online. Whether you are beginning a degree, finishing what you started, or ready for grad school, Trevecca is here to help. Call 844-TNU-GRAD or visit trevecca.edu to learn more.
Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, located at 2640 Nolensville Pike, serves fine coffee and tea, locally brewed beer from Black Abbey Brewing Company, as well as fresh prepared food. Large groups are welcome from meetings or parties. They accommodate groups of 2 to 40. Call ahead to reserve your space. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, or visit the web at flatrockcoffee.com. That's Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, where neighbors come together. 2640 Nolensville Pike. Visit flatrockcoffee.com.
Calling all basketball fans. Don't miss the chance to follow your team to Evansville, Indiana, for this year's OVC Men's and Women's Basketball Championships. Come on out to the Ford Center February 28th to March 3rd to see our league's first tournament in Evansville. Visit ovcsports.com to get your tickets. That's ovcsports.com. OVC Basketball Championships are presented by visitmyrtlebeach.com.
The Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show.
How do you say the guy's name? Tua Tagovailoa. 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 How do you say it?
I've been practicing Papanastas. Tagovailoa. I don't know. Tagovailoa.
Tagovailoa. There you
tag,
go.
Tagovailoa. Tagovailoa.
Okay.
There you go. You're going to have to practice that.
It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show on WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, Bongo Java. We do it every Saturday morning here, highlighting the athletic programs of Tennessee State, Trevecca, and throughout the Ohio Valley Conference, and letting you know what's going on today in OVC action. All of these buildings will have doubleheaders today. UT Martin at SIUE, Tennessee Tech at Moorhead State, Southeast Missouri at Eastern Illinois, Austin Peay at Belmont, Jacksonville State at Eastern Kentucky, and Murray State at TSU. Of course, I'll be over there on the call of both of those games with Albert Dawson doing the men and me doing the Albert Dawson doing the women and me doing the men. We flip-flop those things. 102.1 FM, you can hear the Murray State doubleheader starting at 5:15 with the pregame. Speaking of Murray State, we've got Alan Ward. He is the director of athletics at Murray State here. Good morning, Alan. How are you doing?
I'm good, Greg. It's always good to visit with such a famous Nashville personality. So,
well, if you find one, we'll get him to host the show, okay? I mean,
that would be you.
Hey,
that'd be you.
Yeah, so. I tell you what, Murray State, you know, you guys, I grew up a Western Kentucky guy. Both my parents went there. I went to school there. I booed Cal Luther every time he came to Diddle Arena, but I have such respect for what Murray State. I mean, you want to go the history of Murray State? I've from Ron Green to Lord, how much Lamont Sleets, but Murray State and Dana Ford. Of course, I do the TSU basketball games. He said this the other day, and he meant it in a very respectful way. Maybe even. Taking, maybe not a shot at his own program, but it's always Belmont, Murray State, and long, long time Murray State as the bell cow. And if this league's about anything, and no apologies to Jacksonville State because of what they've done in football, but basketball, this is where this league was built, and Murray State's been the bell cow for it forever.
You know, Greg, we're just I'm just so fortunate. I know when I took this job, one of the first things I recognized when I came here was how much passion there was for this program. And so obviously I knew about the winning and the tradition and the championships, but I wanted to see what kind of support, they had, and do people step up and, put their money where their mouth is and help support the program. And that's what's great about it, because they do. And we have good crowds. They support us financially, and they have incredibly high expectations, which makes it a little tough when you're in rebuilding mode for a year or two. But I wouldn't have it any other way. And it's just something that is special for a mid-major in a small college town. But they love their basketball around here, and It just kind of speaks for itself. When we get kids on campus, we've got some great facilities. We just have an opportunity to get them when we get them here, and that's what's exciting. And then, of course, we're in a good league where we can, you know, travel our fans, and we do travel a lot of fans where we go. And so I'm just very appreciative for the opportunity to be here. It's really, really an honor to be their AD.
You know, when I think about Murray State Athletics, I even go back to Mike Strickland, who left there to come to Belmont and build that and everything. But it's just not basketball. I dare say, and I was reading something, maybe it was in your bio, that every one of your coaches have won some kind of championship, either the regular season or the tournament or whatever it takes to get to that next level in the postseason. It seems like across the board you've got championship coaches.
We do. We're fortunate. You know, we tend to – the great thing about our coaches, Greg, is they know what drives the ship, and they know how important basketball is, and they all support it. I mean, you'll see them at the games. You'll see them there all season long. They use basketball to help promote their sports. I think the only one that I've not been able to win a championship yet in is football, and that's a different animal unto itself when you're dealing with – great teams like TSU and Jacksonville State and so forth at a basketball school, but maybe someday. But been very fortunate. We've won in soccer the last 3 years. You know, we won volleyball 3 straight years. I've got the best women's golf coach in the country, and Velvet Milkman. She's just outstanding. Softball, we just added it, so I haven't won there yet, but I think we're getting there because we've got a really good group of student athletes and coaches. But other than that, I've been very fortunate. You know, you get good coaches. It starts with that. They've got to be able to recruit and bring in some talent. And you just look for high-character coaches that are going to come in here and be worthy of working for Murray State. And I'm very fortunate to have that.
Murray State Athletic Director Alan Ward with us, University Showcase, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, here every Saturday morning at Bongo Java. Now, let me ask you this. Are you intended? Did you stay? I know the teams played Wednesday, Thursday at Belmont, got a doubleheader at TSU. Did you stay in town or go back home?
I'm coming back down today to
All right, good.
You know, I always enjoy visiting with Dana. He does such an awesome job. I have so much respect for him, and just a class act. And so I always like to come down and watch. And he's always got such a talented team, giving us so much trouble. They're classic games when we tend to play. I know last year was, but I just have so much respect for Dana. So I always look forward down to come seeing Dana, visiting with Teresa as well. So I'll be coming back down this afternoon.
Well, good. Come say hello, please, do. We'll be sitting down there. With that, you know, there's one thing that, and I was reading I printed off the press release from when you were hired, March 30th, 2005. And, I mean, it's been, 12, now 13 years, and you're one of the longest tenured ADs in the league. What? You're getting old there, man.
I am getting old. I can't keep up with Teresa. I know I'm not calling her old, but obviously she's the veteran in the group, and we rely on her and her wisdom when we're in our meetings. But, you know, I've been fortunate in my career, Greg, to not have to move around a lot. I started at North Texas, and at North Texas I was given opportunity to advance professionally, but we were doing a lot of things there that gave me some great experience. You know, we moved up to 1A, we changed conferences several times, we built facilities, we were adding sports. So all that stuff is good experience for me that I didn't have to move around to get somewhere else. And then obviously being here at Murray for 13 years, that's a pretty long tenure, and I'm just grateful for it. I've been through a number of presidents, but I hope that we're doing it the right way and that we're winning and graduating our kids. And when that happens, you tend to have success and you tend to get support from the administration. And I've had that, and I feel very blessed to be able to say that.
Well, the motto that you put out, 4 years, 2 goals, wanting every student athlete to leave Murray State with a diploma in one hand and a championship ring on the other, and so competing in the classroom, and I know you're regularly over that 3.0 threshold with your grad rates and all of that. That's not even an issue, but the dichotomy of the student athlete and the student part of it and the athlete part of it. And I think that's what you said. You want them to leave there with a diploma and some kind of championship.
You know, it's a motto that caught on quite a few years ago and is just kind of stuck. You know, it doesn't have to be difficult. There's two things that these kids are here for. They obviously, you know, came to Murray State to play at the highest level of NCAA intercollegiate athletics, but they're missing a real opportunity if they don't earn that degree. And so we push that. We push it really hard. I have some incredible academic counselors. I've got coaches that it's just not talk with them. It's a message that they send about wanting to graduate their kids. And I know that's pervasive across the OVC. People don't talk about it as much as they do the athletic part. You know, we got a lot of coaches and a lot of administrators that work very hard to make sure that those kids graduate and have an opportunity after college to improve their life and put themselves in a different position. And I give them a lot of credit. And we do the same thing at Murray State.
Well, and certainly at the CFSB Center, really one of the premier, and I'm not a, I don't throw mid-major around as a pigeonhole. I'm a very fond embracer of mid-major sports, quite frankly. But CFSB Center, man, that is about as good as it gets. That's the perfect size building. I know a lot of teams don't like going in there, but, man, you've made that place a tough place to play.
You know, people compare it to Racer Arena and say how tough it was there, and now we've got, you know, about twice as many seats. But it's been nice.
I didn't like Ray. Hey, I'll just stop you right there, Alan. I didn't like Racer Arena. I'll just tell you that right now.
I've been told that by a lot of people, actually. But I love CFSB Center. You know, we added the practice facility right next door to it. This week, actually, we're putting in a brand-new center-hung video board. Should be up in time for next Thursday's game against Moorhead, which I believe is on TV. So we continue to make improvements. You know, it's got to be the bell cow for us for all of our sports. You know, we can't have a kid coming in here and not seeing that our commitment doesn't equal our expectations. And that certainly starts with men's basketball. And CFSB Bank certainly stepped up and made a huge contribution to us to name the facility and be able to build some of the additional facilities to make it one of the top mid-majors facilities in the country. But as I said, there's incredibly high expectations, and I just want to make sure that we're given Coach McMahon and Coach Turner the resources they need to you know, continue those, maintain those high expectations and win at a level that our fans expect and are used to.
He's the AD at Murray State, Alan Ward, joining us here this morning. University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, Bongo Java, the site. The OVC Basketball Championships moved to Evansville this year. And Alan, I'm going to be straight honest with you. Of course I want them in Nashville. I'm right now about six blocks away from Municipal Auditorium. But our show, I do a midday show here with Big Joe Dubin on Channel 4, and we went up and did our show around the OVC Basketball Media Day and got to see the facility, the Ford Center, what they're doing there. And I hate to say it, but I was impressed. And we'll see. I mean, I think change is good. Let's leave it at that. Change is good. Of course, like I said at the preface there, I want it to be in Nashville because it's home. But I understand the move to Evansville. They have really opened their arms, and the facilities and everything they're going about their business, they've done it the right way.
Well, they're working it awfully hard. I think it certainly shows that Evansville knows what to do when a tournament is coming to town, and that is no knock at all on Nashville. I mean, I think the world of Nashville love coming there and playing. Do I like the fact that it's TSU and Belmont in their backyard and the trouble that you all give us? Of course not. But at the same time, it's just an opportunity to go to a first-class venue. It's about the experience that our student-athletes can have, having a championship-type venue to participate in. And as I said, the Municipal was very good to us for a number of years. This is no knock on them, no knock on Bridgestone when we were down there, or the city of Nashville. We know what they mean to us. It's kind of a win-win situation, and we're going to give this a shot and see how it works. I know our fans are excited. We sold a bunch of tickets for it, but Greg, you know, we always travel well. And so I don't, whether it's Nashville or Evansville or wherever the heck it is, I'm pretty confident Racer fans are going to find a way to get there. So, I'd encourage everybody to give it a shot. Evansville's not that far away. It's centrally located. Our ticket prices are as reasonable as you could possibly find anywhere on postseason basketball and find a way to get up there to Evansville and watch the tournament. There's some really good basketball that's being played in the OVC. I mean, look at those standings and how jumbled they are up there at the top. And it's going to be an incredible, exciting tournament. I encourage our fans to get up there.
Well, you look at it every year. You know, it's the luxury is to finish in that top two. I know there's no divisions this year, but to get to that, I guess, the double bye all the way to the semifinal rounds. But that hadn't helped anybody the last 2 years. Jacksonville State last year, Austin Peay the previous year with Dave Luce and the great run they did from the eighth seed. So it's almost like hockey. It doesn't matter where you're seated. You got a chance once you get in the tournament.
Yeah, you know, I guess the odds would probably say that, you know, you're better off trying to win two games than three games or four games, especially when you're playing back-to-back-to-back. It doesn't happen very often, what happens with Austin Peay, and that was an incredible run for an incredible coach. And even though we're huge rivals, I just talked to Coach Luce the other week. He seems to be doing better, and I'm thrilled about that. But what a great run for him during his last year. And but, you know, I still think you're playing for something when you have a chance to win the regular season championship and get a bye and only have to play two games. We're trying to reward the regular season champion. You know, in the past, it was the both division champions. But I don't know. I think, you know, either way, you got to show up and play, and you got to hit your shots, and you got to play good defense, or it doesn't matter what you do, you're not gonna advance. And that's the beauty of a basketball tournament, postseason tournament. If you're hot at the right time, you can make something special out of it.
Alan Ward, Director of Athletics, Murray State, been our guest this morning. Thanks, Alan. Come say hello tonight at Gentry Center. Appreciate you joining the show.
Thanks, Greg. I appreciate the opportunity. See you tonight.
All right, Alan Ward, the AD at Murray State. We'll take a break, wrap it up in a few from Bongo Java.
Calling all basketball fans. Don't miss the chance to follow your team to Evansville, Indiana for this year's OVC Men's and Women's Basketball Championships. Come on out to the Ford Center February 28th to March 3rd to see our league's first tournament in Evansville. Visit ovcsports.com to get your tickets. That's ovcsports.com. OVC Basketball Championships are presented by visitmyrtlebeach.com.
Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, located at 2640 Nolensville Pike, serves fine coffee and tea, locally brewed beer from Black Abbey Brewing Company, as well as fresh prepared food. Large groups are welcome for meetings or parties. They accommodate groups of 2 to 40. Call ahead to reserve your space. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, or visit the web at flatrockcoffee.com. That's Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, where neighbors come together. 2640 Nolensville Pike. Visit flatrockcoffee.com.
This Christmas season, give yourself the gift of higher education with Trevecca University. With classes offered one night a week or entirely online, Trevecca has the degree you want in the time you have. From business to leadership to K-12 education, invest in your future and let Trevecca invest in you. Call 844-TNU-GRAD to connect with an enrollment counselor or visit trevecca.edu to learn more.
Enjoy an evening of great food, fun, and basketball all at Courtside as the TSU Tigers and Lady Tigers take on OVC rival Eastern Kentucky in the last home games of the regular season. It's the 19th annual Courtside Dining Basketball event on Saturday, February 17th at Gentry Center. The doubleheader tips off at 5:30 and fans can bid on exclusive items at the silent auction and have a wonderful meal while catching the games in this wonderful tradition. For tickets and information, visit TSUTigers.com or call 615-963-5841. Go Big Blue!
Experience the true spirit of Nashville at Bar Lines and Upscale Honky Tonk. Live music 7 days a week and an award-winning menu. Conveniently located across from Bridgestone Arena and only blocks from Nissan Stadium, Bar Lines is the perfect spot for sports and live music fans alike. Featuring 22 flat-screen TVs, the best of Music City's up-and-coming talent, Bar Lines offers an unforgettable Nashville experience. Bar Lines has the best hot wings in Music City and handcrafted libations featuring the best local spirits and finest Tennessee whiskeys. Come on down to Bar Lines, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Coming up this week on Checkpoint Radio, hot on the heels of the Overwatch League getting started, the North American LCS is getting underway with their season. We'll preview this season's action, plus with two massively franchised esports going head-to-head, which franchise will come out on top? We'll also sit down with Omid Dariani, founder of the Online Performers Group. That's all coming up on your source for esports and video game discussions, Checkpoint Radio from Westwood One. Join me, Nate, Robbie Norris, and Joe for Checkpoint Radio.
7 to 9. Sunday nights on Nashville Sports Radio.
University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel here at Bongo Java, highlighting the athletic programs throughout the Ohio Valley Conference, TSU and Trevecca. Once again, letting you know what's going on at TSU today. Men, women, doubleheader. The women at 5:30, 5:15 the pregame, 7:30 the men. With that, both those games on 102.1 FM, as all of the TSU men's and women's games the remainder of the season. Thursday, the women play at 11 o'clock in the morning. It's one of those school days where they bring in the Metro school students and they get in there and scream and act crazy and everything. So that's a good deal. So that's 11 o'clock. The men play SIUE Thursday night at 7:30, and the next Saturday back to original doubleheader 5:30, 7:30 against Eastern Illinois. Trevecca today over at Trojan Fieldhouse. They've got a doubleheader, 2 and 4, the women and the men against Davis and Elkins College, a great Midwest Athletic Conference duel. Another GMAC game, doubleheader at the University of Findlay at 7 o'clock, and the next Saturday at Hillsdale College at noon. The track and field teams at Trevecca have been off since the Vanderbilt Invitational, as I mentioned earlier, since January 12th, 13th, but they're going to be up in a prestigious event at the Armory Track in New York City this coming Saturday, the men and the women at the Dr. Sanders Invitational. And, of course, the TSU track and field team of Coach Chandra Cheeseborough Geis. They last weekend were at the Vulcan Invitational in Birmingham, and the weight throw, Damer Gordon, a season best with that, and Michaela Thompson as well, her freshman 7th in the shot put. All of that going on. Just go to TSUTigers.com, go to TNUTrojans.com, OVCSports.com to find out everything going on with our University Showcase folks. Coming up next hour, one-on-one with Greg Pogue, and it is Charlie Mack Alexander, like I need to explain. Charlie Mack.